Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits.
Shiny Happy People by REM on Sedgemoor FM. Saturday the 2nd of September. Highs of 20 today.
Yay.
But it's going to feel bitter cold because it's September. And this is your Saturday breakfast show with Charlie and Jason. Jason, hello.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm good.
We, as a station, as we've proven in the past 27 hours by raising money for Freddie's Fight for Life.
Yes.
We are helpful people.
We are.
So therefore, let's help even more people now in Text Distress. Text Distress. Text Distress. So if you have an issue throughout the week, we want you to text it in, keep yourself anonymous. Well, we'll keep you anonymous as well. We'll put it to the people of Sedgemoor to help out. So are you ready for today's issue?
Yeah, let's do it.
Help! Anonymous in Sedgemoor, right. Help! I've thrown out all my autumn clothes and I've only just realised. What would your advice be, Jason?
Oxfam?
Margaret's Hospice, any charity shops. Margaret's Hospice, Children's Hospice Southwest, that one as well.
They do some pretty good stuff.
So you just say charity shops?
Yeah, why not?
So what do you recommend? 07-492-508010. Help, I've thrown out my autumn clothes.
By going to a charity shop, you're also helping other people.
Ah, so you can be kept...
It's like a chain reaction of help.
So you can be kept warm by a jumper and kept warm inside. 07-492-508010.
Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that's Alma with Chasing Highs on Sedgemoor FM. And this is your Saturday breakfast show with Charlie and Jason. It is not too late to give for Freddie's Fight for Life. We've done the 27-hour marathon I meant Sedgemoor FM, the Royal We. And basically, there's loads of other things going on for it. If you just want to raise anything and donate anything.
And it's such a great... if you're going to put your money to charity at the moment, this is super important.
He's a local thing.
It's
people
a local
bang
thing.
Bang on at the moment about helping out your own.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a local boy. He's from Bridgewater. He's 4 years old. He shouldn't have even seen his first birthday.
No, yeah. It's, what he's got is very... I think it's... Well, I don't know the stats, but it is super, super rare.
And what I was saying to Dave and Nick earlier was... Even the fact that I've woken up this morning is a luxury in itself.
Yeah.
Even the fact that I'm able to wake up and just live a day is such an advantage considering someone like Freddie who needs an operation. Because in like today's world, everything is sensationalised.
Yes.
So when something is called Fight for Life, you go,
Genuinely, this is a fight for life.
And it's not like, we'll get this operation, and then there's going to be another thing, and next year we need it. This one operation is all he needs, and that's it. You've given a boy a life.
Yeah, exactly. And, Freddie, he's already had a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that was when he was a baby.
Yeah, he's got a pacemaker.
A defibrillator in his heart.
So if anything happens, this thing is supposed to kick in
and restart his heart.
And this operation will mean he won't have to have any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And he can go back to living a normal life.
I mean, I hate sounding all high and mighty about it, but it's one of those things of, if you've just woken up, one, you'll feel blooming brilliant with yourself if the first thing you've done today is donate money.
Yeah.
And every little helps. Like, for instance, Sharky has just brought in some money for his hair.
He's
brought that in.
Some coins, but everything goes towards the cause.
I'm not going to bang on about the £5 or the £10. Literally, just £1.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate £1, all you need to do is text FITE 96, leave a space, then put the pound symbol and put the number 1 and text that to 70070.
Easy.
Just £1.
How easy is that?
And that's it, £1. And you've helped someone out. You've helped someone out in the local area. You've helped just extend a boy's life.
Yeah.
He's 4 years old.
He's 4 years old.
I think it's amazing that because he wasn't even meant to make his first birthday. Which is amazing.
This kid, if we can... if we can get this kid to Boston,
yeah,
that's it.
Because that's where he needs to go for.
He's sorted. Done.
So that's good. FITE 96 space, the pound symbol, then the number 1 to 70070, and that'll donate £1 to it. Or to find out more information as well, go to justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Freddy's Fight for Life, and Freddy is spelled FREDDYS.
Yes.
And it'll just be a massive help. What a brilliant start to your Saturday and the month as well. So it's absolutely fantastic. Stay tuned next, because after Jamie Lawson and Rainbow, we're going to have Text Distress.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
Text Distress. Text Distress.
I love it.
So, if you have an issue in the week, we want you to text in and we will help you out, basically. We'll put it to the people of Sedgemoor. So, Anonymous texted in and said, help, I've thrown out my entire autumn wardrobe. Jason, your advice was?
Charity shops.
Tom says, borrow from your friends.
Well, that only works if your friends are the same size as you.
Nah, girls just, like, swap all the time. And
do we know it's from a girl?
Don't know, it's anonymous.
Okay.
And Dan says, just make sure you keep your clothes next time. Why throw out all your autumn stuff?
I've probably got a bunch of clothes you can have. Yeah. I have too many clothes. That's
we'll do
problem.
A 27-hour show in honour of people donating clothes for Anonymous. My advice is just buy more.
Buy more.
Why is it such an issue?
Well, if you don't have money, though, Charlie.
Well, don't throw out your clothes. Or you just have to wear loads of summer outfits and just, like, bulk up on the layers.
Yeah. Layering. That's a good one.
That's good. It makes it sound quite funny. Layering is a human thing. If you have an issue, text it into us. 07, as long as it's lighthearted, 07492 508010.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that is the new Radicals with You Get What You Give on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie and Jason with your Saturday morning breakfast show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jason.
Hey.
Do you fancy a little bit of a game?
Let's do that.
My name is Charlie Hocking, and it's now time for Hocking All Over the World. Okay, so this is fun. It's a little game that I play. So either Jason has fun trying to guess a landmark in the world.
Yeah.
Jason's going to try and guess. You can see if you can help him. And it's all for fun at the end of the day.
Need to help
quite good.
As well.
You do need help as well. Help. We've done it for 2 weeks. So
Hocking all over the world.
We've done it for 2 weeks so far already. So the clues that you've whittled down so far to this landmark is it's not Middle Eastern. And it's Hocking all over the world. And it was built in the 1930s.
Yes.
What's your question for this week?
So my question this week is, does it have anything to do with a kind of leader or a dictator?
Okay. Hocking all over the world. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay.
Okay. We've not had any sort of correct guesses or any on the right sort of lines. So if you want to help Jason out, 07-492-50-8010. That's 07-492-50-8010. It is not Middle Eastern. It was built in the 1930s and it's not based around a public figure. Do you have
still
any ideas
many
yet
options
what it could
to,
be?
No,
you're keeping
no
your cards
clue.
Close to your chest, aren't you?
Slightly.
If
slightly.
You had cards.
But there are so many options to choose from.
Well, you'll have another go next week.
Yeah.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's
hits.